two meanings. One is ask a question, and that's what we've learned most of the time. But Emma, this morning, went to the library, and she borrowed a book from the library. So Emma also sha'ala sefer. Hi sha'ala sha'ala, aval hi gam sha'ala sefer. Homonyms, okay? Multi-meanings of the same word. Now, she'ila, the natural construction of the gerund, she'ila, that derives from Shin Aleph Lamed, will carry the meaning of borrowing. So now we are stuck. Right? So they did semantic differentiation and added a noun for she'ila. She'ila is a question for the Shin Aleph, for the meaning of ask.
Right.
And for the meaning of borrowing, they use the natural evolvement of the gerund. She'ila means borrowing.
Could you write it?
Yes, I'm going to write it down because I want you to see it. I'm going to erase this corner because this corner has...
We see that in the text all the time, she'ila. She'ila. That's Yiddish.
So it means borrow anything, right? Not just a book from the library.
Nahon. Sha'alti sefer mechaver, v'sha'alti jacket mechavera.
So it's the exact same
verb.
Nahon, the exact same root. Shin Aleph Lamed in Pa'al. Has two meanings. Ask, that's the, and borrow. Before we had libraries, it was not a very common usage.
Right.
Yeah? I borrowed a CD, and I borrowed a movie, and I borrowed this, and I borrowed that. Okay? So, this one borrowed the expected form of a gerund. She'ila is borrowing. But for this meaning, we plug in a noun. She'ila. That's a question.
So you're asking a question?
Yeah. You're asking. המורה שואל שאלות. בכיתה והתלמידים עונים תשובות. Okay. Ein nun hey. That means answer. Did not develop a gerund from this root. We use teshuva from lashuv. That's a noun. Okay? In the higher Hebrew for that, the higher Hebrew, you can use yesh li ma'ane from the same root. But it's so high. It's a masculine noun. Ma'ane from the same root, but it's high Hebrew. Seder?
Is there such a thing in Hebrew, maybe we can't access it now, as a thesaurus?
Okay.
In Hebrew?
Agron, okay.
Agron,
it's called agron. Agar means accumulate, right? So the agron in a deja bookshop will allow you to look at that stuff. Right, one teshuva is teshuva, repenting, right? But oh, coming back with a new way. But also an answer, like the most common question answer type of a thing. Seder? Now, last thing, last verb. Last verb we need to discuss is a very serious one. Tzarach. Tzarach. Not tzarach. That screamed, but tzarach, from need. Okay? If you open your chart book, you will see this verb in present tense as tzorich, tzorichet, tzorchim, tzorchot, So how come I taught you until now, צריך, צריכה, צריכים, צריכות? Steps, layers. Step one, biblical Hebrew does not have a verb. There is only a noun. Later on, rabbinic, an adverbial phrase was born. צריך, צריכה, צריכים, צריכות. So step one, it became an adverbial phrase with צריך.
And that was rabbinic in the rabbinic period.
And you have only this one in the paradigm. You do not have, it's an adverbial phrase. It's a helping verb, and it does not live on its own. So you cannot say, ani, yeah, you understand? Yeah.
Can you say,
I need.
Ani צריך לעשות.
That's exactly the phrase. Hold on. צריך, צריכה, צריכים.
And just in present tense, right?
So we use it as present tense. So, אני צריכה קפה בבוקר. I need coffee in the morning. Period, end of story. So this is going to be used as present only. At present. Okay? As part of... Well, I should... Okay. At present only. Seder? Now. And I'm saying it's an adverbial phrase, because it will modify another verb. Like, אני צריך לעשות שיעורים. We saw better days. לעשות שיעורים. אני צריכה לעשות שיעורים. Homework. Okay, שיעור הבית. אני צריכה לבשל כל יום. I need to cook. אתם צריכים לקרוא בספר כל יום, אוקיי? אמהות צריכות לדאוג לילדים שלהן, אוקיי?
So, it's used with the שם פועל.
נכון. אז צריך, צריכה, צריכים, צריכות, פלוס שם פועל. אוקיי? That's how it becomes an adverbial phrase. But at present tense, you can say, אני צריך קפה. It won't help me. I am tired. I won't stay tired all day unless I drink coffee. I need my coffee. אני צריך קפה. בסדר? Okay.
It was another one of those all-purpose things I used in Israel.
Hold on. So for a long time, this form existed, whether with shempoal or I need something. Okay? But you don't need it only in the present tense. You need it in the past and you need it in the future. Yesterday I got up, I needed coffee. And tomorrow I'll get up and I need my coffee. So in late Hebrew, it moved into hitpael for past and future. Yeah, and mitzterech, mitzterechet, mitzterchim, mitzterchot will not be as used as tzarich. But Israelis didn't like it. Because what happened to Tzadik in Yitpael? It switches space, it turns into tet. Remember all that? It's tarachti, too many syllables. So what do they do? Hayiti tzarich. Hayita tzarich. Hayitem tzrichim. See? What they did, they played with haya. Okay, that's what you're going to hear on the street. Haya plus tzarich. Just like that. But hitpael is the appropriate way to say I would need or I needed. You're following
but
the sequence?
But not in present. Okay. It was never used in present, hitpael?
They don't use it in present because they have this. And this is really strong. Older form, very rooted.
But they don't use it.
They don't even use the hitzarech, mitzarech. That's not used. Yeah, they use the ehe. I mean, it's a joke. But that's what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to do it in hitpael.
So if they're writing an essay or a story,
so
would they
need,
use
needs to put needs tarech. That's what they need to do. That's what they need to do. For need. For the meaning of it as need. Because while this happened, this was pushed to Hitpael because there was something else going on in the society. In the industrial world started to take off. And there was a consumers, there was a demand for things. The consumers demanded things. There was a need. There was a need. We are going back to biblical word, need. A need. There was a need for a need. The word is, so they conjugated, they moved it, and they use it as a real verb in pa'al. But tzarachti is I consumed. Vetzorech is a need in terms of a psychological need and any type of a need, but also in the consumption world. As a customer. Okay?
Wait, so as a verb?
As a verb.
But so that's not the other version, but it's how it's used.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, ani ha'oto sheli, this is what I'm using as an example. Ha'oto sheli tzorech harbe delek. My car requires a lot of gasoline. Okay? Demands a lot of gasoline. Needs a lot of gasoline.
But would I not
consumes
use,
a lot of gasoline.
So I would not use that verb to say I need water?
No, you would not use this.
But you could.
You could.
But people
in
don't.
In a very specific way. Yeah, you can say
I need
water to live. Or
right,
something.
So, but here it is. We drive the Belmont Spring crazy in the summer months. Not the summer months, in the winter, in the fall. All the sports seasons are out, and the kids are using the water. So, המשפחה שלי צורכת, consumes, הרבה מים. Okay? הבנת? Mm-hmm. How you can say I consume a lot of water, I need a lot of water?
Yeah,
we
right.
need a lot. אנחנו צריכים הרבה מים. We need a lot of water to be delivered because the family consumes it all.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I can't read.
We need a lot of water because we need. We this is past tense.
Oh. Okay.
You were saying that.
So when you conjugate, one second. When you conjugate tzadik resh chaf regularly in pa'al, it means to consume and not to need. When you conjugate this in a regular pa'al, it means consume and not need in the terms of need like you're used to it.
But need in terms of our family needs.
Consumption.
Consumes.
Okay. Consumption.
That was what you said. I need to cry.
Nachon.
Okay.
Nachon. אני צריכה לפקוט.
But like you need water to live.
אני צריכה מים בשביל לחיות.
So it wouldn't be
adam,
to
okay.
live.
A scientific fact. Humans need water to survive.
Right.
B'nei adam sochim mayim. That's a scientific fact. They need water to survive. Tzrichim mayim, but em tzorchim mayim. Like what kind of... what type of creatures on the face of the earth consume water? But Lillian, you're going back to the concept of consume. What type of creatures consume water to survive? So humans, dogs, cats, okay, mice, okay, mosquitoes, birds. Okay.
But are you teaching us the words for these?
Do you ask
mice?
Oh,
yeah,
you see, this is where I'm saving time. This is where I'm saving time, right? Where am I saving time? Is you know where it's coming. And you understand the concept, you will search for words if you want to write about it. Or when you read an article, you see it, it jumps
we'll write
at
you. A scientific
dreams.
The sedan?
If I want to drink some ice, I need tzarich mayim.
אני צריך לשתות מים, כן? אני צריך מים.
כן? Yeah. But so this is a later development, because
yep.
In the Hasidic writing, they use it as one needs to see, I need to see.
Nahon, it's definitely
yeah,
need.
Yeah.
So they need a Hasidic that's so?
No, in Hasidic they will say, Allah
tzorich.
Came up the need. They will use the biblical tzorich.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or they will say, tzarich tzricha rabbinic, tzarich tzricha tzorchim tzrichot. But tzorich tzorichet, tzarachti, in the times of consumption, will be modern Hebrew. It's a much more modern.
Which do you want us to use? For the past, I mean the tzarich.
Proper.
The,
what is the proper
the,
way?
Hitpael. That's what you want us to use.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
If you remember it, great. If you're gonna go what all Israelis do, that's fine too.
But if they were writing an essay for school, which would they use?
They
don't care.
They don't care.
Okay.
Yeah.
They write as they speak.
Very casual style.
Yeah, I know. That's why it's great to go in there not knowing the language and they'll accept anything.
Except when they hear your American accent and turn into you in English.
Yeah.
And then you lose both.
I did it kind of with a French accent. I mean, so they
thought. You're French, and they do not also.
I brought my French to it.
Sarif you use only in the form you've learned with shem po'al, or you need water to drink.
Yes.
And if you use it as in pa'al, you really mean to say I consumed. He consumed. There are customers in a store, they consume. There are customers of God, and they consume something in the world.
Okay.
Use.
So we just use the powerful?
For consumption.
Because
it's a modern concept.
Yeah. Right.
It's not a biblical concept. Okay?
We did talk about this last year, I think. Or maybe you talked to me about it.
Maybe I think I said with you and Monica, not because you used it that way.
I used it, yeah.
And you can tell how many questions you had today because of that. I would like to remind you how we create the doubles. Maze.
Yad.
Yad. Ma'ele.
Yadayim.
Regel.